From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In New Jersey, dozens of elected officials and community leaders were arrested this morning in a sweeping corruption investigation. Among those rounded up, the mayors of Hoboken and Secaucus, two state legislators, and several rabbis accused of taking bribes and laundering money. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
In New Jersey, political corruption is as unremarkable as a pileup on the turnpike. 130 public officials have been convicted there just this decade. But today's arrests are jaw-dropping, even for the Garden State. FBI agent Wason Dunn says it's not just the number of people charged, 44, but their job titles.
Mayors, deputy mayors, New Jersey State Assemblymen, city councilmen, city council candidates, and a variety of other public officials ranging from commissioners to regulatory inspectors, and of course, a number of rabbis from the Jewish community.
Starting at 6 this morning, 300 agents hit the street, rounding up that who's who of New Jersey politics. It took buses to bring them all to federal court this afternoon. And the whole investigation started with one man, a real estate developer charged with bank fraud 3 years ago. U.S. Attorney Ralph Mara says that man, referred to as the CW, or cooperating witness, offered to go undercover into the world of bribes and money laundering.
And basically, he's marketing himself as interested in certain business developments.
He started with the rabbis, among them Eli Ben Haim, who ran a congregation in Deal, New Jersey. He also allegedly laundered money, sending dirty loot to Israel, returning clean cash to criminals, minus a 10% cut. Mark McCarron from the U.S. Attorney's Office says the rabbi laundered $3 million of cash for the undercover informant.
And described the fact that in prior years, he had been washing up to $6, $7, $8 million a year.
In one instance, the cash was returned stuffed into a box of Apple Jacks. Another source of the cash, a man who was dealing in illegally harvested kidneys. That part of the case, with 15 people charged, would alone be big news. But it turns out that some New Jersey politicians could smell all that money floating around. And pretty soon, the cooperating witness, the CW, was being approached by political middlemen. Ralph Mara, the U.S. attorney for New Jersey, says the CW would set up meetings with local politicians about expediting certain real estate deals.
I don't donate, I invest, the CW would say, in meetings, in parking lots, at restaurants, luncheonettes, diners, offices, basement boiler rooms, and bathrooms. And the politicians willingly put themselves up for sale.
Some of them, secretly recorded, were brazen. Peter Camerano, the mayor of Hoboken, has only been in office for 3 weeks, but he was allegedly busy during the campaign.
On June 23rd, when the CW offered $10,000, Mr. Camerano says, great, and we're going to be friends for a long time.
Mara says that Camerano thought his political career was safe.
He said, I could be indicted and still get 85 to 95% of the vote.
Camerano's lawyer says there's no truth to the allegations. It would take the rest of the hour to detail all the charges against all 44 people, but suffice it to say that it reaches all the way to the top of the state. One member of Governor John Corzine's cabinet, Joseph Doria, resigned this afternoon after federal officials searched his house and office as part of the investigation. Robert Smith, NPR News.